Trump signs new Taiwan legislation into law. Taipei, Taiwan, U.S. President Donald Trump signed new bipartisan legislation on Taiwan into law on December 2, drawing a swift protest from China's communist regime, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory. Trump signed the Taiwan Assurance Implementation Act into law, requiring the U.S. State Department to review and update its guidelines for U.S. engagements with Taiwan at least once every 5 years. The measure is designed to deepen the U.S.-Taiwan relationship in the absence of formal diplomatic relations. On December 3, Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te took to X to say he greatly appreciates Trump's decision, saying that it underlines the importance of U.S. engagement with Taiwan. Going forward, we'll work even more closely with the U.S. in all sectors to ensure regional peace, stability and prosperity, Lai said. Taiwanese presidential office spokesperson Karen Kuo said in a statement, carries great significance in that it affirms the value of U.S. interaction with Taiwan, supports closer Taiwan-U.S. relations, and stands as a firm symbol of our shared values of democracy, freedom, and respect for human rights. A robust Taiwan-U.S. relationship is a cornerstone for maintaining peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region, Kuo said. In January 2021, just before the end of the first Trump administration, then-U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lifted self-imposed restrictions on contacts between officials from the United States and Taiwan, which were put in place after Washington switched diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing in 1979. Taiwanese Foreign Minister Lin Chialung told reporters on December 3 that the new law would enable Taiwanese officials to enter U.S. federal agencies for meetings, even though the language of the legislation does not explicitly mention this. In response to the new U.S. law, Lin Jian, spokesperson for the Chinese regime's foreign ministry, said at a daily news briefing that China firmly opposes any form of official exchanges between the United States and China's Taiwan region, according to state-run media outlet Xinhua. The legislation was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives in February by Representatives and Wagner, the late Jerry Connolly, and Ted Lieu. The House passed it by a voice vote in May. In a statement on December 3, Wagner said the new law will strengthen U.S. national security and address aggression posed by the Chinese Communist Party. The United States stands with Taiwan, and we will not allow China to destabilize the world even more than they already have, Wagner said. My Taiwan Assurance Implementation Act asserts American superiority at a critical time in history and is a strong step forward in our unwavering support for Taiwan as they push back against the CCP aggression and influence campaigns. This law strengthens our own national security and will help us prevent China from expanding dangerous foothold in the region and globally. Wagner's office said the periodic reviews and updates required by the new law will address how the guidance further deepens U.S.-Taiwan cooperation and how all interactions with Taiwan can support the peaceful resolution of cross-strait issues. Senators John Cornyn and Chris Coons introduced the legislation in March. It was passed by the Senate in November. Close cooperation with Taiwan is critical for pushing back on Chinese aggression and maintaining peace through strength in the Pacific, Senator Todd Young wrote in an X post on December 3, in response to the new law. Last week, Lai announced $40 billion in new proposed military spending to counter the CCP's potential military attack on the island by 2027. The new spending plan has received significant bipartisan support in Congress. Trump, who met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in South Korea in October, is expected to visit China in April next year. Reuters contributed to this report. Correction: a previous version of this article misspelled the name of Lin Jian, spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Epoch Times regrets the error.